All right, hello. My name is Kelsey Fields. I am the program manager at ID Alliance. And today we are starting our member spotlight program. And Phillips Printing is going to be the first company that we have the honor of highlighting, I guess. We're very excited to have you with us today. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company?
So my name is Mark Allen. I'm the vice president at Phillips Printing. We are a small family-owned printer in Nashville, Tennessee. The company was founded in 1959, so we're over 60 years in business. And we are primarily a Heidelberg shop, sheet-fed offset lithography. And our primary focus is kind of business collateral and mailing. So we are also a full-service mailer. So we do all of the mailing and printing in-house. There's very little that we outsource, but that's primarily our bread and butter is sheet-fed printing and mailing.
Very cool. I know this year, or in 2020, you have, while everybody was going through COVID, you had an additional hurdle to get over in that your facility was hit by a tornado, correct?
Yes. So the building was hit by the tornado in March of 2020, and we are just barely kind of finishing up recovering from that. It has been, which is, you know, well over a year later. So the tornado basically damaged the majority of the building and a lot of the equipment. So the building had to have a new roof. A lot of the equipment was replaced. Our main press was destroyed, as well as several pieces of digital printers and bindery equipment. So it has been a very long haul kind of restoring all that, but in the end it's allowed us to rebuild in such a way that we're in a much better and more efficient standing with some new equipment and new facilities. So it's a really exciting place for us to be now.
Very brutal way to get a fresh start.
Very brutal way to
positive thinking, of course.
Indeed.
So what was the intersection between, you know, kind of like rebuilding from a tornado in the midst of a global pandemic? Like there had to be an overlap in which those things really compounded and made your life rough for a bit, I'm sure.
So our staff was here from day one, helping clean up and to try to keep work moving. We did have a few pieces of equipment that were still operational. So we moved those into parts of the facility that were still relatively clean and ran them off of generator power. And so we were able to move some work out of the building, and other jobs that we couldn't fulfill, we outsourced to a few of our kind of trusted competitors.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, so in the midst of all of that, the pandemic kind of took hold thereafter, and I would say our staff was so busy dealing with you know, the just getting stuff moving through the tornado and dealing with that, it almost didn't compare, but
yeah. But, one disaster at a time.
It was definitely an interesting thing to deal with in tandem. So
yeah, of course. Well, talking about the you know, kind of the positives that comes out of something tragic like that, you guys are currently embarking on implementing full automation or integration within your entire system from MIS to production. Do you want to tell us a little bit about like that?
Yes. Yeah, so we've had a prepress software that has been integrated slightly before the tornado, and with the new equipment, we were able to implement a lot more implementation or integration as far as what the prepress software system is feeding the equipment and what data we can get back from the equipment. So we were able to at this time, get a lot of data as far as run speed and make ready and waste and good sheets and everything just from the press. And we analyze that on a monthly basis. And that allows us to kind of see, you know, where we can gain efficiency as far as net output goes and how we can compare through the months.
Yeah, that's very exciting, being able to track the progress that you guys are having in like tangible numbers. Has to be very, yeah, very exciting stuff that you guys are doing over there.
Yes. Yeah, so with the, just to continue on with that integration, we also have an MIS portion that we are still developing the plan on implementing here soon that will allow us to integrate all the way from the front end sales, order entry, accounting, and that is feeding stuff from estimating into the pre-press system and to the equipment. We should have a lot more checks as far as what is being estimated versus what is being produced.
Yeah. You guys are going to be at max efficiency in no time.
Yeah. So hopefully that's the goal.
Okay, cool. So what segments of the production areas has the MIS been adapted to?
So the MIS is still in development, but we have analyzed our systems for quite a while and tried to build tables to get as much detail into those estimating tables as possible to really get a true cost of manufacturing. So the new equipment has also thrown us for a loop because it's different than our old equipment. It's got a lot more features and can integrate some different things and obviously is more efficient. So we're still waiting on or still developing some of that system, but we hope to have it implemented soon.
Awesome. That's very exciting stuff. Hopefully maybe we can do like a recap in a year from now and see where you guys are at. Be our 1 year anniversary member spotlight. Cool. So you guys are not only members, you're also G7. You have quite the history with ID Alliance and that you've been participating in our programs for a while.
Yes. We are one of the longest standing G7 certified commercial printers in the area. So we've focused greatly on maintaining consistency and efficiency, not in just production and manufacturing, but also our color and controls as far as how they're implemented in pre-press and consumables and all of those variables within the manufacturing process. We really focus on maintaining consistency. And one way we do that is to, implement a series of controls for color management and hitting those targets, you know, with tools of ID Alliance, it really helps kind of maintain that consistency and really make it less stressful for the pressmen and salespeople and the clients. And they, you know, everybody gets the same color every time, and it's a much better place to live than kind of operating the keys at the press console like a piano player. So,
well, I personally love to hear that. What is one of like your favorite things about being a member company with ID Alliance, something that you have been able to utilize within your company?
For us, I would say the primary benefit of being G7 certified is having those controls and target to aim for as far as a color management standard. And so that allows us consistency in our production, but it's also a marketing tool for us, you know, to say that, we hit this global standard and we're very consistent with the color. And so our proofs match the product that you're going to get and our clients don't get surprises. And so it's really good, you know, for really both sides of the coin.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. So at ID Alliance, we like to, I don't know, like talk a lot about like educating the next generation and supporting the next generation of individuals who are going to be taking up the workforce shortly. What info or advice would you want to pass along to young professionals entering this industry? A young professional in this industry, I would love to know.
Well, I would encourage a lot more, you know, younger people to enter these types of industries in manufacturing and skilled positions, because for one, the world needs it. I mean, somebody's got to print stuff, but it is a lot more involved than I think people realize. There is a lot of science and physics and math and creativity, and you know, there's a lot of levels to this industry that I think can appeal to a lot of different personality types, you know, from creatives to mechanics to, you know, chemists to science. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, there's definitely something about this industry that it requires a lot of different types of brains, like people thinking in very different ways. And like, you need that like diversity in your team to be able to kind of like keep things running and stuff. Like you really need like the entire gamut of people on your team. So that's very cool.
Absolutely.
So is there anything else, while we wrap this up, is there anything else that you'd like to share about your company, Phillips, what you guys have been doing over there, something you're proud of?
Well, like I said, I think we've been aiming to kind of separate ourselves from a lot of the markets that, well, a lot of the things that you see in manufacturing in general, where it's very price conscious and everybody is looking for the kind of cheapest, quickest product. But that is not our goal. We've always been focused on quality and service. So we, between our culture here and our equipment and our focus on maintaining controls through pre-press and consumables and the equipment, that really allows us to focus on quality and service and continuously improve those things to where we are not just providing a commodity. It's really providing a high quality service and product that we can be proud of and that our customers keep coming back for.
Yeah, it sounds like your team over there is very dedicated and resilient. So I hope they know that. As like an outsider looking in, it is very impressive that you guys have bounced back from such a tough year. I mean, it's been a tough year for a lot of people, but in conjunction with the tornado and new equipment and all of that, it sounds really great.
Yeah, we're very excited about the future. We have a great staff here. A lot of the employees have been here for, have been with us for many, many years. So yeah, we're very excited about the future.
Well, great. Well, we thank you for allowing ID Alliance to be a part of your guys' story up until this point, and we hope to maintain that in the future. And we are just excited to be here for you. And if there's any, we are here to support the industry, and we are so glad that you are part of it. So thank you so much for your time today.
Well, great. Thanks. It's good speaking with you.
You as well. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.